Hi there. I'm Michael Clark, and he's Mike Pereira. Together, we're the hosts of Mid-Credit Scene, a podcast about movies. And this is a Mid-Credit Minute, kind of bonus mini-episode where we talk about big, important things like snacks, double features, and more.
If you could program a double feature at one of our lovely independent little cinemas, the Apollo or Princess, what two movies would you want to show back to back, and why? Explain it. Don't just tell us the movie.
Ooh, I don't know, man. I was like lately, and I don't know how the three of you feel about Wes Anderson films, but I mean, I recently watched Asteroid City and kind of like was reacquainted with you know, his style and his genius. So I don't know.
With the concept of twee.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, now that I've like seen enough pictures of Michael Keaton's thumbs, there's something to be said about some sort of Tim Burton double feature as well. Just a Beetlejuice Batman back to back. I'm not sure. Yeah. Those come to mind. I also just, I don't know. Yeah. Those, maybe I'll do that. Those four, those sort of like, those movies, I'm not really sure. Yeah.
It's a good throwback. Yeah. I'd go to that. Beetlejuice Batman.
Yeah. Beetlejuice Batman. Those are like peak. Perfect timber.
Yeah. Murray, how about you?
I gotta throw it back too. I feel like, you know, the throwback is the key here. And for me, like one of my favorite, I don't even know if it's a genre of movie, but it's like those movies where there's like a ragtag group of like kids who have like an adventure, you know, and there's, they got to defeat something for the good of their, you know, whatever neighborhood or planet or whatever.
Bone Tomahawk? Is this Bone Tomahawk?
It's not Bone Tomahawk.
Bone Tomahawk would be a much different movie if it was about kids.
Those are kids. Oh my god, Bone Tomahawk.
I heard Ragtag. Oh no, sorry. Wrong film. Sorry,
Murray. So I'm talking more movies like The Lost Boys. Like newer one. What was that one called? The Spielberg one. The movie,
Super
the filming. Super 8,
Super 8,
yeah.
Great.
So stuff like Stranger Things, like stuff like that. So for me, the ultimate one of those movies is, of course, The Goonies, right?
Yeah, 100%.
I'm throwing that one out there. But I'm going to go a little off the board here, and it might be a movie that maybe neither of any of you have heard of, because it's a Quebecois movie.
It's getting the CanCon in.
Yep, and it's in French. There's the English dub, but I recommend the original French language version of The Dog That Stopped the War. The Dog That Stopped the War.
This is weirdly not the first time this movie's even come up on this podcast.
Really? Okay, great. And it's so good.
Every December in French class, we watched this film.
So that's why I brought up, because it's a classic winter movie. And if we're showing in winter, we're going to show The Goonies and then stick around for The Dog That Stopped the War. And it's about kids who like have this amazing like snowball fight over many days. And they build these ridiculous snow forts. And obviously, you know, I don't want to give too much away because I want everyone to go out and watch it. It's you know, probably available on YouTube. check it out. And then Bone Tomahawk after that.
Dude, that was
a triple feature.
It's a palate cleanser.
Yeah. But those are my two. I just love that. I love that that genre of, you know, the childhood adventure, right?
Where there's a sequel.
No parents.
Did you watch the sequel? The Peanut Butter Solution? That's the sequel to that.
Why do I feel like I've heard of that?
I've never seen it. I don't know if I want to Google that. Is that real?
We will include this in the show notes, but The Dog That Stopped the War in its entirety is absolutely available on YouTube.
Beautiful.
As I see the link, that's great.
From Mr. Nostalgic 85, breaking what I can only assume to be the most unchased after copyright infringement.
Anyway, great film. Highly recommend. That's my double feature. I'd love to see it at like The Princess.
Amazing.
We know a guy, namely John. I think we all know John.
We know the guy.
We know the guy. Yeah. We could probably do this double feature. I feel like it's very attainable. Yeah. I love it.
To hear more, listen to Mid Credit Scene Podcast on Midtown Radio or wherever you get your podcasts.